Hey, Gypsy Soul here, and you guys are tuning in to We Are One Finger Away From Peace. And I'm Gypsy Soul, your host. The host, your crazy hippie host. And we are at episode 19. And I'm going to be doing things a little differently here. I want to talk about 15 brutal truths that people don't want to hear. So what I'm about to say is probably going to offend you. Because a lot of people nowadays are, they want to be sugar-coated and sweet-talked and say it's okay and beat around the bush, and they don't want to hear the truth. So I'm probably going to end up offending some people. Sorry, but not sorry. So I'm going to go ahead and go right to it. And, you know, before I go into it, I want to also say life doesn't come with an instruction manual, so here are some brutal truths that people never get enough time to address. So these are the things that people tend to brush off under the carpet and pretend they just don't exist because they just try to find an easier way. That's what people do nowadays. Just trying to find an easier way, cut corners. That's just how they are. So let's go right to it. Number one, we are not born equal. In a perfect world, it doesn't matter where you were born, the color of your skin, your gender, or sexual preference. We would all enjoy an even playing field, and the best results will bubble to the top. But we do not live in a perfect world. We live here. If you were born in, let's say, Switzerland, you would enjoy, since the very beginning, a premium quality of life, great success to medicine, incredible education, opportunities all around you, in a clean, polite, efficient environment. On the other side of the coin, if you were born a female in a country like, let's say, Nepal, and somehow managed to survive at birth, you are likely to be illiterate, probably sold into human trafficking before you reach your teens, or be labeled as a witch or shunned from society. If you were born in Switzerland, you would have the freedom to marry whomever your heart desires and probably don't believe in an existence of God or heaven altogether. So, let's flip the script over to a place like, let's say, Iran, where people take the world to the prophet seriously. Homosexuals are punished by death. Some people will be born into money. Some people will discriminate based on the color of your skin, because that's what people have been doing for thousands of years. So be aware of this and look around for alternatives where people are not closed-minded. In the recent years, developed countries have made a real push towards stopping discrimination and allowing for equal opportunities. It's up to you to decide on what kind of world you wish to live in and then do something about it. Number two, if emotions control you, you have already lost. Emotions are the thing that makes us human, makes us love the world, and create incredible pieces of art which capture the very essence of what means to be alive. Yet the world we live in today is run by emotion. This game that we call life, it has a particular set of rules which rewards efficiency and disregards emotion. Horses are really sophisticated organisms which we are able to portray and understand feelings, yet cars replace them simply because they are more efficient. Also, the world doesn't care about your feelings. Nobody cares about your feelings. I'm just going to be honest. Nobody cares. They don't care about your feelings. And be honest, why should they? Just people, ever since you were born, you've seen the world through your own eyes, and to yourself, you believe you are important. It doesn't mean that the rest have to agree. How many times has your judgment been clouded by fury, anger, or love? Think about that for a second. People are willing to do irrational things, which are not at their own interest, when they allow emotions to take control of their actions. A wise man will know how to use his emotions in his own benefit. He will control them and not be controlled by them. Number three, your appearance makes a difference. Guess what? People do judge a book by the cover. You might not like it, but it says more about the way you perceive yourself than about the way people treat you. The fact that you know this and do nothing about it, you should give yourself something to think about. If the world is selfish, why should you use that to your advantage? Why not? Invest in yourself. Get healthy. Hit the gym. Stop eating junk food. pouring so much sugar in your body. Buy yourself a decent pair of shoes. Stop wearing socks with sandals to interviews, for Christ's sakes. This is not rocket science, people. This is not rocket science at all, y'all. We as humans prefer other humans. We look clean and healthy. This comes from back in the day where people would die early from a multitude of contagious diseases. You want to be taken seriously? Then take yourself seriously. It's not even a culture thing. It's about timing. There are appropriate moments to wear a t-shirt and sweatpants and moments where you want to bring out the big boy suits. Even fashion icon Mark Zuckerberg understood this when he had his deposition. It's probably the easiest thing to fix if you want people to start treating you better. Number 4, a person is not defined by what they own. You know, just think about this. If you were an asshole when you were poor and suddenly you get a lot of money, then you're just an asshole with money now. And with that being said, a man is not defined by what they own, but by the values they have. I have seen a lot of people and I've read a lot of things and I've seen people who are unhappy. They're surrounded by fake friends because they develop themselves in a layer of crap, basically. So if you're going to get rich, you need to do it right. Use that money to become a more complex person. Be wealthy in your thoughts, your ideas, relationships. Why not possessions? But remember that the later does not define you. The goal should never to get rich by any means, but to become a valuable individual that the world rewards you with riches. Remember that because it can make all the difference in the game of life. Number 5, if you're not living, you're dying. Being alive and living your life are two different concepts. Life is made of small moments that make the blood rush to your veins. Moments that stick around in your consciousness. That's when you are truly alive. But what about the minutes and hours spent stuck in traffic? Well, those are moments that you're just dying. These moments have no importance. They're not memorable, and pun intended. They take you nowhere. You've probably heard the concept phrases like multiple in multiple ways. Like, if today was the last day of your life, would you be happy doing what you're doing? Many people make the mistake of getting trapped in some rat race that they forget to live. It's really sad. Time goes by so fast, you won't realize when your entire life has passed you by. Try to keep tabs on your life. You know, where your life is going. And where are you going to be 12 months from now? Where were you 12 months ago? Did it change? Are you better? Where are you going to be for another 12 months? You'd be shocked how few people ask themselves these questions, and even less have a plan on what to do with the answer. No matter what your goals are in life, it would be a real shame to go through life without achieving them, without experiencing the feeling of fulfillment and getting to enjoy all the amazing experience life has waiting for you. It's up to you to take action and make sure the life you live is worth remembering, even when you're on your deathbed. Number 6, thinking and doing are not the same things. How many people have you heard saying they plan on doing something, but they never deliver on that promise? How many people say they have ideas, but never seen any put into action? Life about putting your action is where your mouth is. It's time to stop lying to yourself. The world is split between people who say they're going to do something and those that actually get the job done. You might not like to hear this. You might not want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hey, Gypsy Soul here. While every shelter pet is unique, some love a good game of fetch, others would rather snuggle together on the couch. However, there is one thing that they all have in common. They're all pure love. Right now, millions of pets in shelters and rescues across the country are waiting to be adopted. Did you know that 44% of dogs and 47% of cats in American homes come from American shelters and rescue groups?
The unique qualities of each and every sheltered pet adds up to an incredible bond between every sheltered pet and parent. So, if you're thinking about getting a pet this holiday season, make sure you visit the shelteredpetproject.org, brought to you by the Ad Council, Maddie's Fun, and the Humane Society of the United States.
Talk is cheap. So, you're in this for yourself. And the worst thing you can do is start believing in your own lies. The world rewards those that get things done. So, if you have any plans to make a difference in this short lifetime of yours, it's time to cut the shit and get busy. It's always shocking to hear how many people believe the bullshit secret around by the books like The Secret, which say that all you can do is think about what you want. The universe or some mystical power will provide you with exactly that. You need to do anything else. Makes you think. Now, if positive thinking is your plan to success, you better hope you really get really lucky. Otherwise, you're going to be faced with really harsh reality. Positive thinking is actually a wish, something you wish happen with putting as little effort towards it as possible. You are in the same camp as four-leaf clovers, shooting stars, even Santa Claus. With the proper discipline and hard work behind it, a wish can become a plan. But it doesn't work the other way around. Let's see. You should stay positive, people. You should be optimistic about the future. You need to believe in yourself. Believe that you have a short shot at getting it. Then take massive action, amounts of action at that, over extended periods of time while making a great deal of sacrifices. So, we're going to go ahead and move on to number 7. Money, fame, and success can make you happy. The truth is, your life would be a lot better if you had a lot more money in the bank that you have right now. I know I would. Your sex life would be a lot better if you were famous, and you feel a lot better about your life if you were a successful person, no matter what the success means to you. Anyone who says otherwise is lying or probably stupid. Money, fame, and success are tools which you use to become anything you want. So if you want to donate your wealth to the underprivileged and live as a monk in the Himalayas somewhere, you can do that. If you want to travel the world and discover different cultures, ideas, then that's also an option. Success means you have options. You are not constrained by your reality. You can say no or yes when you feel like it. Although money doesn't buy your happiness, it can buy positive experience for you and those you care about, which used correctly will evolve into personal happiness. Trust me. Stop banalizing successful people just because they live better lives than you. Number 8. Life is a competition. Most people never accept this because they believe they can't win. So they try to change the rules so that everyone gets a participation trophy. Ugh. The most beautiful thing is when they realize what goes around doesn't always come back around. That some people never get theirs. That people who think they're bullies are actually just playing the game and you're just underperforming. Just because you think someone isn't worthy of success based on your own ideas of reality doesn't mean they are not ahead of you. In the words of this old saying that you probably hear all the time, don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm sure you heard of that. Guess what? In life, you'll meet a lot of people who you think are assholes just because you don't like the way they are behaving. Unfortunately for you, they're still playing within the rules of the game. The truth is, you're comparing yourself to the wrong person. Life is a competition, but it's a competition against yourself, against a hard reality that you're just going to be a successful person or fade away into dust. It's all up to you on how you want to play the game. Your best option is to spend as much time as you can studying the rules of the game, then play the rule book and not against other people. Who cares how many people are in the race? if the only person that matters from your perspective is yourself. Make sure you are with that race with your previous self and keep on growing until you win. Number 9, everyone is wearing different masks depending on the occasion, including yourself. Your personality is the sum of your experience, up to you at this point. If your upbringing was slightly different, you know, you would have been a completely different person. The world sees us as we choose to present ourselves. We are all playing roles when engaging with others. We try to put our best foot forward. We want to be liked. People be interested in the things that we find fascinating. We share our hobbies, interests, always try to find common ground with others so that they will accept us. Take the time to analyze the way that you behave around different people, the way your personality changes, and present yourself in a slightly different light. Think about this. Let me ask you guys a question. I want y'all to think about it. Why do we do that as humans? Please explain that one to me. If you can, please comment on this. I mean, I'd like to know that. Why do we do this as humans? I mean, it all boils down to a survival instinct. We want to survive. We want to do whatever it takes to further our own agenda. You want the best for yourself, don't you? Well, guess what? Everybody does, and some people take themselves very seriously. Be careful who you keep around you, as most of them will show you only a mask, only to disappear from your life when your journeys no longer share the same destination. How many childhood friends you don't keep in touch with because you no longer have anything in common with them? Without even knowing it, people wear masks throughout their lives, switching from one to another. That's why it has become such a luxury in this day and age, because everybody's trying to be someone else. Very few are successful by themselves. Number 10. The poor stay poor because they never try to learn. Being born in a broke environment is a matter of chance. By dying broke is a matter of choice. Poor people behave differently than the middle class and the rich, and they are different habits. There are more excuses. They might have been dealt with a tougher hand to begin with, but they call it quits as soon as they can and accept their current reality as destiny without giving it their all to improve the current situation. In order for everyone to achieve financial success, they need to be a particular set of tools, which, to our surprise, most people never ever get to research or require them. These tools can make everyone rich, can get anyone in the life, that they want to use to their fullest potential. Although a good starting had helps a lot, you can still do it even if you've been dealt an unfairly bad one. Now, these tools guarantee success. They are called learning, discipline, creativity, and hard work. These poor people think of education. They immediately associate the term with expensive MBAs or university search for the super rich. The truth is, you can learn more about success in life by studying successful people, by reading their stories, looking for patterns in their behavior. So it's all about the decision that, you know, that you do whatever it takes to create a better life for yourself. And yeah, the irony is poor people stay poor because they're acting like they're rich, and the rich get richer because they keep acting like they're poor. So, all right, we're going to move on to number 11. Happiness comes from those that do for others. Now, most people, you'll meet this in life, all are out for themselves. Everyone is trying as hard as they can to make themselves happy, successful, or whatever their own definition of success is. The truth is on happiness is that you cannot achieve sustainable happiness by being a single person impacted by your actions. You can achieve glimpses of happiness, but they will not stick around. Happiness doesn't come from things. It comes from the way other people feel, which happen to brush off onto you, especially if you're the one who created the happiness in the first place. This is such a strong truth because people fail to realize this until later in life. Everyone is pursuing their own happiness, even if they get all the money in the world, all the fame in the world, they realize they still haven't gotten it yet, and it leads to depression or even worse. You know, this happens because the entire concept of counterintrusive, while in most, while most life objectives, you need to take care of yourself. Yeah, you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else. When it comes to happiness, the world seems to be flipped. You take care of others, and the result is you taking care of yourself. Let that sink in for a while, and then have a look at your own life. Are you happy? What generated this particular happiness? Who is responsible for it? Which actions led to your state of happiness? When's the last time you made someone happy? Think about those questions. And when you answer all these questions, you will, you know, give you a better understanding of your own happiness, which actions caused it. Now, once you know that, hunt that feeling and get to it as close as possible. Number 12. Being busy doesn't mean you're doing anything worthwhile. Please remember this. Write it big on your vision board or somewhere. You'll be constantly reminded and check your reality. In my case, I write in a journal. That's something that'd be a great idea. Just think about that. You know, being busy does not mean you're adding value to your life or to those around you. One of the most shocking things you've learned is how many people are constantly busy, but never manage to move the needle ahead of their own. You know, and this has to do with people allotting way more time and resources than needed to things that are urgent but not important. We understand you need to clean the house, get toilet paper from the store, but if that just keeps you busy every single day, you won't have any time to get anything done. That actually has an impact on your life. The most important pillars is someone's life are health, relationship, self-development, and freedom with security. Now, if an action doesn't fall into these four positive ways, it's probably not important for you and those around you. We all have things that we have to get done, things that put food on the table, and more. The idea is to escape the trap of doing only those things, never getting around for the really important ones. Now, think about this, y'all. When was the last time you did something important for yourself? Maybe it's time to start making those things a high priority, and stop wasting time. Number 13. Everyone you know will eventually die, including yourself. This is probably the most important reality check you'll ever get while you're alive. It's one of the harshest truths we all have to deal with at some point in our lives. Your mother, your father, your siblings, your dog, your loved one, and you. Everybody's mortal. At one point, every single one will cease to exist. This alone is a strong, important reason to appreciate everything you have in your life. Holding grudges is stupid. Deal with the tiny problems and don't forget to tell anyone who's important to you how much you care for them, how important they are to you. Mend your relationships, especially with those who made a difference in your journey, because you might not get a second chance to do so. After your relationship affairs are in a good place, it's time to get serious about your life. You will die one day. So why the hell do you want to live a boring life? You should do whatever it is in your power to create the life that you want to live, because you only get this one. It doesn't matter if you are in heaven or not. Why wouldn't you want to make heaven on earth here? I mean, especially for you and those around you. There aren't any higher goals that living a live that meant something in which added value to the world as we know it. So just think about that for a little bit. Number 14, your urgent problems won't matter 5 years from now. It won't. You know the tests you have next week, the project you're rushing to complete, the fact that your contractor is late on your latest development project? All of them stresses you out and open the door for emotions to take.
Hey, Gypsy Soul here, and I wanted to let you guys know buzz driving is drunk driving, and if you need to do something to feel okay to drive, you're not okay to drive. Did you know over 10,000 people lost their lives due to impaired driving fatalities in 2017? Enjoying a night out and find yourself oversharing or taking too many selfies? If the answer is yes, then you're noticing your buzz warning signs. Buzz warning signs includes over-texting, taking too many selfies, oversharing, chugging water to sober up, turning the music down to focus, chewing gum, popping mints, eating snacks to soak up the alcohol, drinking coffee to sober up, splashing water on your face, doing jumping jacks. When you spot your buzz warning sign, call a cab, car, or friend. When it's time to go home, just don't drive home. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Take control. What you're about to tell, you can easily change your life if you pay attention. Save this tool in your arsenal for success. Here it goes. Ask yourself, if what you are stressing about today, will it matter 5 years from now? If yes, then it's time to get even more serious about it. Make sure you're getting it right. On the other hand, if you're not even going to remember in 5 years, why the hell are you spending so much time and resources on it? Just get it done so you can move on to important things. The 5-year rule can help you understand which actions are in your best interests and remove at least some noise from your life and use it correctly. It's one of those tools that's simply enough, but very few people actually take the time to use it. It's how you end up trapped in a rat race. Number 15. You are a tiny organism on a rock floating through space. Now, on this final list, I want to double down on this idea that daily struggles steal away your life from you without giving much back. The truth is, you are not special. I mean, that's, yeah, I'm sorry to say, but not sorry. You are an organism which shares this floating rock with another 8 billion. You are just, there's 8 billion who are just like you, and another 70 billion living things who don't even know you exist. There is a concept which we truly find fascinating called the overview effect. It's something that astronauts get to experience when leaving Earth. They're leaving Earth, looking back at it from a distance. Once you're in space, you can see how tiny the entire world is. How we're all in conflict for things which do not matter. And from a point of view, individuals don't matter. You are part of an entire living colony which doesn't care about the problems of the individual because they don't really matter. They matter to you, but not the colony. It's one of those things we plan on experiencing before we die because the overview effect changes the way you look at things. At worries, at problems, at disappointments, and more. I mean, look at the screen right now. This is our planet viewed from space. You are somewhere on this rock, a tiny dot that worries about the smallest details, which from this far up are non-existent. Try to run these experiences on your own, this experiment on your own, and see what you can uncover about yourself. It's time we all stop thinking so small, face the harsh truths of life, accept those which we can accept, and do our best to live a life that's valuable. So, everybody, there you have it. Those are the 15 brutal truths, and wanted you guys to think about those things. I mean, I know I've thought about them. So, if you want to comment on this, definitely go. Stop by. Go to anchor.fm/gypsyinohio and comment. Tell me what you think. And I'm going to go ahead and close on this. I'm going to sign off. And all right. And again, we are one finger away from peace. And I am Gypsy Soul. And thank you guys for the support and peace. Hey, Gypsy Soul here. And if this is your first time on the platform, then go and take a listen to all the episodes that we have made.
Yes!
And if you like the show, which we hope that you do, then support us with as little as a dollar or more. With support of the show, it helps keeps us going to change, upgrade, and buy equipment, and have the opportunity to bring in more guests, which we love guests.
Woo!
And we want to make sure that we put on a great show and keep y'all entertained. So support is something we absolutely appreciate. Thank you for the support, and peace.